Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after. Yeah, it's Monday. It's a fun day, depending on your point of view, right?
I don't want
on
your run day.
Attitude about things, yeah. It hopefully is not a manic Monday. If you're in Israel, it is a manic Monday. We'll talk about that as we go through the hour. There's a conversation to be had with Uri Geller, who is a very close friend. He's been involved in psychic matters of the mind for 50-some-odd years. Most people know him. He's also been referred to as an illusionist by some. Anyway, he's in the heat of it and has some strong feelings about Israeli government. And so we'll get to that in a bit. It's Columbus Day here in America. Some people call it that. I don't. I don't like calling it Indigenous Peoples Day either, because I think that's patronizing to people who are natives. The Native American is the person that I want to think about today. But because of all of the incorrect information that you were taught, and many of us saw in movies, but we saw them, all of the stuff that went on between the natives and the settlers, the way that they are still treated, frankly. I think that what happens on this day is a mosh of things that are almost nonsensical. The idea that Christopher Columbus was a hero is the biggest joke. This guy was a horrible creature and brought pain and trauma and lies and everything else.
Violence, yes.
What a horrible. And the fact that it even shows up on the calendar as Columbus Day. Some people, they get off on the Italians, say, well, you're being disrespectful to us. No, we're not. This is one person who, whether he was Spanish, because the money that came for the trip to the New World came from the Queen of Spain. Didn't come from anybody in Italy. It just happens that he was born in Italy. Anyway, there are a lot of cities around the country that call it that, and I don't. I choose to call it Native American Day.
Only 14 Native states have changed it from Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, and that's both names are improper as far as I'm concerned. We want to think about the history of our country and what it was, what it must have been like before these settlers came from Europe and elsewhere, then that's really the lesson to be had today. But, of course, when the labor unions got involved and then we had three-day holidays and people don't go to school, part of the failure or the foible in our completely ridiculous educational system in our country is that we have a great ability to not deal. And this is a perfect opportunity, one of those perfect opportunities to deal with the issue at hand, which is lack of good information, of the truth, if you will. And then we go back to the discussion that we have all the time about what is the truth versus what's the fact. So the fact is that Columbus, instead of, well, Amerigo Vespucci was here first, not Columbus. And most people don't even know who Amerigo Vespucci was, but the fact that we call it, this part of the world is called the Americas, is because of Amerigo. You don't hear us call it Colombia, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's America after Amerigo Vespucci.
It wasn't Italian.
So if you're going to celebrate anything about Italians, you should be celebrating him. I just find it I find it annoying, as you can tell by listening to the tone of my voice. So let's move on from all of that. The Powerball jackpot, Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, by the way, on the Good Day program in this hour of October the 9th. No Powerball winner. Powerball drawing taking place. What do you? It's Monday. No, it's Tuesday and Saturday, right, for Powerball? Is that when it is?
Powerball is Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. Mega Millions is Tuesday and Friday.
That's it. Okay. Anyway, the winning numbers that were drawn on Saturday were, they meant a couple of people became millionaires, right? They got $1 million.
Yeah, they matched the five main bowls, but not the
Powerball.
The Powerball.
Yeah, right, yep. All right, so it's now $1.55 billion with a B. Another big one. And I think this is on purpose. I think this the whole thing is fixed, in a manner of speaking. They decide where they want to have the winners. They decide what the number is, or they make sure that whatever comes out of the machine isn't a number so that people will talk about it. People buy tickets. It gets to be bigger and bigger and bigger. It gets more attention from guys like me. And so, anyway, there was a big Powerball jackpot in California in July. And so that's when they've been bigger, though, don't you think?
Because more and more people are also playing, too. Yeah. And it's one of those things of the number.
The more and more people are playing because the jackpot keeps
it. Right, but it's kind of, but it's connected. So even the more people that even buy tickets, the quicker the jackpot goes.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, the next drawing is tonight, and they do it at 11 o'clock, or just before the 11 o'clock news, so it can get to be there's a winner. Hello, they're not stupid. They get it on the 11 o'clock news, right? That's it. Powerball. All right, I take a deep breath because of my fondness for Israel and Israeli, just the people and what goes on in this country, what they've been faced with. The missile strikes against Gaza, there's a lot of television activity. As a matter of fact, there was a reporter, this one I think was for Al Jazeera, who was at the front line. And as the broadcast was being made, while the report was on the air, an Israeli missile struck a residential building that was right behind this lady in the middle of Gaza City. And to put things into perspective here, you know, by looking at a map, hopefully everybody kind of knows where Israel is, although these days with the educational system being the way it is, I don't know who knows what, frankly, but I'll give you. It's on the edge of the Mediterranean Sea, between Egypt and Syria and Jordan, and Lebanon is right there as well. It's a place that was carved out in 1948 by the United Nations to give the Jews in Europe and the Jews in the Middle East, people who didn't have a place to go because of what obviously happened during World War II, this was sort of a repayment that the world, except for a few malcontents in the Middle East, agreed to. I don't know whether I would like to have somebody come in and carve out an acre of my land and say, okay, well, we've decided this belongs to somebody else. I don't know that I think that would be a cool thing, but there's a whole different, it's kind of a weird setup. And so the fact that this thing intensified as much as it did over the weekend, a friend of mine, who happens to be a person of interest when it comes to how I conduct my business here, somebody that is a partner, an advertising partner, and I were talking, he was going on, Thursday night. He went over Thursday. He and his wife and a couple of friends were going. They'd never been before, and he always hears me talking about what a great place it is, so he decided because of his heritage he'd go over there. And so they got there, and what were they greeted by the next morning? Because the flights to Israel over and back are all at night. Mm-hmm. So you get over there early in the morning, and you go to your hotel, and by the time the day was over, there had been 600 Israelis killed. Some people say there are a bunch captured.
Some
Americans who were taken hostage. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that just across the world, across everything, the murder of innocents, never okay. There are desecration of corpses happening, never okay. Taking children as hostages, never okay. There's murder being celebrated, never okay.
Well, what you're dealing with are the Hamas and Hezbollah. Hamas is really the bad. These are the baddies. They just never grown up, never grown away from this is ours. You can't have it. We're going to get you before we're all done. This will go on. They've been fighting for as long as pretty much recorded history. And the fact that there are people that have lived here for as long as they have, this is pretty much the seed. This area is where civilization began, in part. And so you look at, I've told you the story about being with Arafat, who was the first real leader of mm-hmm. Hamas, and what he did, and you know how he created this bloodthirsty cur. And then you look at what's going on there now. This I don't think it's been this intense since 1973, if memory serves me correctly. And so the violence goes on over the weekend. The rockets are fired from Gaza. And Uri Geller is going to join us in a few minutes because he has been in on this thing since the beginning. And he says that, which is really kind of not like him, frankly. He says that one of the big problems was Israeli intelligence. And he blames them because they did not predict, they were not on top of the attack from Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you saw in the last 24 hours, our War Department, the Pentagon, is sending warships and planes and munitions. The Defense Department is all over this with the Gerald Ford Strike Group. Gerald Ford is the USS Gerald Ford is a bunch of aircraft carriers and cruisers, destroyers. It's heavy duty stuff, frankly. And so I look at what some of these people are saying. If you're not there, whatever you say is nonsense. So it's not worth the time and the breath to tell you what somebody in our government said. This is a serious situation. Netanyahu is a tough guy. He's not going to take anything. And so as a result of what's going on, the country for the first time in a while is pretty united. So we'll follow up. We'll talk about it. This is Good Day at 18 after the hour.
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore. And now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's now 23 after the hour, Monday, Native American Day on the Good Day program, with two people who are not Native Americans, Jay Kirshner and Doug Seven. Although, when you did your ancestry, did you find, what did you, I've forgotten, because we've talked about this, what you found to be the majority and minority stakes in your being? In
Irish, English, French.
I think mine was Scottish, wasn't it? A lot of Scottish, my son, I think, did that digging and surprised us all with that. At any rate, here's somebody who is sort of a combination person from lots of different backgrounds. Very interesting lady. Julia Louis-Dreyfus has opened up about some of the aspects that she's learned about her life and who she is because she had breast cancer. So we'll talk about some of those reflections because they're pretty poignant after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so, Jay, what was your impression when you read this stuff about Julia Louis-Dreyfus? I think I knew it, but I sort of forgot.
When she was sharing how she learned how that she had breast cancer, and I thought this was an incredible story, and how she shares that she used a very specific, terrifying memory, almost something that happened in reality for her, almost as an analogy, navigating through her breast cancer battle, where she got the phone call from her doctor, and her first reaction was to laugh, and then she went into hysterically crying, because the night before she had won an Emmy, and the Emmy was still like sitting on the table or something, and she came down to get coffee, and she gets this phone call, which another thing, I didn't realize that people received their diagnosis of cancer with a phone call. I thought it was always one of those things of, like, you need to make, book a follow-up appointment, and then they discuss things.
Right. Anyway.
But the story... Oh, go ahead.
No, I want you to... And this story was good because it shows a lot of support from her family
yes,
and her friends.
Yeah. Yeah, she had a lot of support navigating this. And it's one of those things I think probably everybody deals with and family members. And Doug, you can join in on this because you've been there. But when someone's diagnosed with cancer, it's that quick thing of like, no, not me. Or no, not them. Mm-hmm. It's there has to be some mistake. And as she navigated treatment, she kept going back to this memory, this real time of a terrifying situation. It's when she and her husband were on a boat, and she's swimming in the water.
Story.
She's actually a little bit farther away from the boat. And her husband all of a sudden is like, "Hey, Jules, don't panic, but I need you to get back to the boat as quickly as possible. There's a shark in the water." And she was far away, so she saw the ladder and she just started swimming. She didn't want to look around. She didn't want to see anything. She was like, "Just get back to the ladder." And that's kind of then turned into an analogy of the treatment of like, just get to the ladder. Just keep swimming. Mm-hmm. Don't look around. See what else is going on. Don't look around to see if it's there, if it's close to you. Just keep swimming.
She's one of these, I don't know if ubiquitous is the right word, but she has done well in any sort of acting. She comes from a well-to-do family and decided that she didn't want, you know, to live the life of mm-hmm. What do they call those, trust fund babies.
Yeah.
So she got out and she learned her craft. She's very popular.
She's a great actress.
Yeah, but she's supposed to be a good person, too. So, good news about Julia Louis-Dreyfus here on Good Day and our social media focus at 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's just too dangerous for our cats and kittens. Cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved furballs. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, and yes, it can be done, you go a long way in satisfying your cat's wanderlust. It will allow your cat so many extra freedoms. He'll enjoy the joys of the outside world safely and will become a better companion to you. After all, dog owners take their dogs on visits to grandma's house or to see friends. Why should Kitty be deprived of such pleasant outings? I know what you're saying. It's not that hard to teach your cat to walk on a leash. You need to get the right type of harness, and they do sell cat harnesses. Practice every day. Be patient, and in no time at all, you and your feline buddy will be strutting your stuff in your neighborhood. I'm Warren X.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The death toll keeps climbing after Hamas-coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American casualties. Israel formally declared war on the militant group Sunday. The conflict has sparked rallies across the United States, those both in support of Israel and in support of the Palestinian cause, took to the streets Sunday in New York City. There, opposing demonstrators clashed near the Israeli consulate in Manhattan. Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck, who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, says presidential candidate Donald Trump will not become Speaker. Buck said that next Speaker will be selected from within the Republican conference. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana are the two frontrunners at this time. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Good day,
Gary.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG.
855-999-3684. That I'd be missing you so come Monday. Come Monday. It's another one of those songs that I'll get an email from somebody. Will you stop playing that Manic Monday song? It stays in my head all day long. It drives me crazy. And Jay's response was,
"You're welcome."
There you go. I know it's Monday because sometimes days flow into one another, and so I'm just trying to be a good public servant as we are here on the Good Day program. Bringing you a lot of colorful information about today, Monday, beginning of the new work week for a lot of people. It's a day off for some people because it's Native American Day, and so we go on. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. It's not particularly pleasant. Let us start here in this half hour with the story of a surgeon who turns youngsters into superheroes because of the bandage creations. After... Yeah, sometimes, this is not laughing actually, matter, laughing matter. Sometimes we have youngsters, people of all ages, that go through intense surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
And so this fellow, Dr. Matthew Greaves, tries to make his smaller patients smile when they look in the mirror. He says, you make somebody smile, that's the best medicine. Isn't it, though? Yeah.
It really is. And especially just, like, the fact that a lot of his surgeries, he specializes in craniofacial. Is that how you say it?
Craniofacial reconstruction.
Yep. And there's a trauma to the face and the skull. And rather than just the typical Band-Aids or whatever, he uses this colorful tape and creates it to where these kids look like they're in these superhero outfits, and it makes them also feel stronger of what they just went through. Like, hey, child, you just went through an incredibly big surgery.
Captain
You are
America!
A superhero.
Oh, yes, you're Captain America or whomever. Yeah, this is very good. He says, quote, I like the fact that my whole team gets into this, too. They're always coming up with new ideas to try on. Yeah, that's good. It will be exciting for these youngsters, for sure.
And he started
families.
It by just pulling up the bandage to kind of make it like ears, like bunny ears or teddy bear ears at first.
Yeah.
That's where it started,
mm-hmm.
and then it just became like Batman or Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, sunshine, lollipops, and roses are good after he does what he has to do, and some of these children, you know, you see those ads on TV all the time for St. Jude's and what the youngsters are going through there. There are all kinds of reasons for having to do this, and this is an important story. It's good. I'm glad to relay that information to you on this Sticky Wicked Monday. There were, let's see here, this mass shooting in Pennsylvania that hasn't gotten as much. And maybe we should not even talk about these. I go back and forth every once in a while, Jay, when we have something like this happen. I think, why am I going to talk about this? It's just sort of the same old, same old. There's not much you can
Something happens every day. We could put the stuff in the prep every single day. It's always it's always happening. It's so unfortunate.
22-year-old man is dead. 8 people who are teenagers and in their early 20s injured mass shooting at a party yesterday in Indiana County, Pennsylvania. No
at a community
suspect.
Center. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was no suspect. They don't even know who it is that did it. So, All right, the auto workers are still on strike. This is the 4th week of that. Union president has urged members to keep up the good fight. There was a big rally in Chicago over the weekend, getting the union members to maintain support for the strike. Most of the plants that have been affected, the UAW plants, were represented, the workers were represented by the UAW, are in Detroit. And so this is, you know, you listen to the language, it's like a war, which seems completely inappropriate. And once again, the class fight, the billionaires against us and corporate greed. That doesn't get you any place. It may be that's how people feel, and there may be a bit of truth to it, but that's not the way.
Driving.
Yeah, right, exactly. So you got people that make Jeeps and trucks, the Dodge trucks, Ford, General Motors, and all the cars that they make. More and more assembly plants are falling into this zone. They probably have a few more. They want a 36% pay hike over 4 years. The union says that Ford has offered 23% over 4 years, and the others haven't quite to that much. So, anyway, today's not Labor Day. We had that a month ago, and that was about the time this started, I think. Right? It's something to think about. All right, speaking of things to think about, the situation in Israel with the Palestinians, we're going to talk to Uri Geller, who's there in the old city of Jaffa in Tel Aviv, witnessing what's going on, and he has some really strong thoughts and feelings about what's going on and why it has happened. We'll get to him right after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
42 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Those of you who listen to this program or have over the years with any regularity know of my friendship with Uri Geller, who has been referred to many times by different people. It doesn't make any difference how you describe him. He is a man of the world, is a native Israeli, has lived and worked all around the world, including America and England in terms of where he's lived, but he moved back to his native Israel a few years ago, was created the Uri Geller Museum there. Very cool experience. So a lot of people around the world, because he's been interviewed by people all around the world, have been calling, asking about this focus on people are trying to make it a Netanyahu thing or Hamas or Hezbollah. What is going on and what are your thoughts? I'm just going to let you talk.
Well, what's going on is that we were taken by a catastrophic surprise 3 days ago, which I consider a colossal, major, major failure of the Israeli intelligence forces. A major, because, you know, a raid of this nature, an invasion of this nature, has to have been prepared for not for weeks, not for months, but probably over a year. How come we did not detect this? We should have detected, because they came in by vehicles, by air, and they tried to even infiltrate Israel by the sea. We should have been picking up these preparations for invasion by dirty talk, by satellites, by all kinds of informants, etc., etc. We failed doing that. But even when they invaded us, for 4 to 5 hours, there was no army there. There was no air force there. People were stranded in their settlements crying for help. What on earth happened? But because this is a war now, we don't really have the time to point fingers at people whose heads are going to fly after the war is over. We have to win the war, which we will. Israel is one of the most powerful nations on earth. So far, the tragic numbers speak for themselves. It has been reported that over 700 people were murdered. That includes babies, children, women, men, and close to 2,500 people are injured, many of them critically. The ones who are kidnapped probably are now being spread out on Gaza to act as a human shield. Babies, I'm repeating this, babies, children, women were kidnapped, were thrown into the Gaza streets. I've sent you a video, or maybe two or three, mm-hmm. to see how they're treating them. This is outrageous. Israel has never seen anything like that since the formation of Israel.
You referred to it as...
One more thing. My heart goes out to all the families who lost their kids, their husbands, their wives, their brothers, their sisters, their grandchildren. And I see that some Israelis are trying to leave Israel. We're not leaving. We're staying with our people. We're staying with our army. And that's what I have to say.
Well, you referred to it as Israel's 9/11 moment, which seems to be an interesting comparative. I saw a picture of a building that, frankly, when I first looked at it, looked like the building where you live. For those who don't know, Ari and I have been friends for 30 years. I've been to Israel to visit there with him 5 times, and so I know his living situation. When I looked at this building, I thought, geez, that looks a lot like the building that you live in. And so you have this, the country is so small, and so, as you said, I was pretty surprised with your attitude, because you're usually very supportive. And people are pointing not at Netanyahu, who are they? The soldiers, whatever, surprising.
There's no time to point now at anyone.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Now we have to support the army, the navy, the air force. We are a very powerful nation. Israel is very small. If I'm on the roof, I can hear the bombs probably in Gaza. We're only 40 miles probably flight of a bird. And when missiles come in into Tel Aviv, of course, you hear the blasts, but even towns next to Tel Aviv, close to Tel Aviv, like Bat Yam, Chulon, etc., Ashdod, Sderot. So you can hear the war. So we're at war. It's a serious war, and we are going to see in the coming days how this unfolds. I definitely don't want to divulge any kind of government secrets that I might theorize will happen, but this is a situation, Doug. It's war.
Well, Netanyahu is a tough guy.
When missiles come in, Doug, you never know where they're going to fall.
Right.
They're not targeted at one. They're targeted at cities, and they are not guided missiles. So just now, walking out in the street, if you hear the siren, you just take shelter because you don't know where the missile is going to hit.
Yeah. I can hear your brother-in-law, Shippy, and your wife, Hannah, in the background talking about what it is that they want you to repeat to us. This is the thing that is being repeated that is obvious over here. There have been a number of people focused on social media, people who have connections to folks in Israel. There's been a lot of misinformation about Israel. And the religion in Hamas, I guess, to a point, the stuff that's been spread around by social media is not always factual.
There's a lot of fake news, but what I just emailed you, that's not fake news. Have a look at it. Open up the sound so people at home can hear the kids crying, shouting. It reminds me Nazi Germany.
Yeah. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I would like to, I'm going to go through some of this stuff, and maybe in the next hour or two I'll call you back again so we get an update and we can have some of this audio on. All right, be well, my friend. Uri Geller with family in Tel Aviv on the Good Day program. That is now 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here we are at 53 after the hour, Monday, the 9th of October. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, pretty much always live. Once in a while, there are a few exceptions. I think maybe this year, Thanksgiving is going to be one of them because I'm going to be in Napa Valley, and the people that I'll be with staying in their house are not going to want to hear me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, this is Blagamangalunga. So anyway, we'll get to that. In the meantime, today we celebrate National Moldy Cheese Day on our Food, Farm, and Family segment. Everything's better with cheese. I guess that depends. I'm not a fan of all these cheeses. We used to have, when we were milking cows and had raw milk, we used to have these, we have a cheese room in the barn. You'd put the cheese in there and it'd get all moldy, and people thought, oh, this is yummy. There's mold growing out of everything. So a lot of people binge on this stuff. They use it to make sandwiches, or they make it some kind of a cheese.
Yeah, and I feel like there's some cheeses that it's good because it's moldy, and then other cheeses, it's like, no, that mold's not supposed to be there. Like Gorgonzola, a.k.a. blue cheese, that's a moldy cheese, but it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll take your word for it. This gives new meaning to the term that I use frequently, moldy, oldy, goody, goldies. From our rusty rack of wrinkled cheese. So back to the 8,000 B.C. era when cheeses were first made. And then it's gone through it's an interesting thing to watch the process, actually, as to how there's these fine little nettings that are used to sort of purify the cheeses, if you will. And it's a big deal now. Industrial cheese and specialty cheeses, you can't go into a supermarket anywhere without finding a big, you know, those refrigerated chest with all that various cheese stuff in it.
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
All the fancy cheeses, the little fancy cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we, again, back on when I was selling raw milk and stuff on the farm, raw cheeses were always a big, big draw. So there's something for you to celebrate today if you'd like to. All right, here's a warning. We always have at least one of these every time we get together on the Food, Farm, and Family, and their repeated information is there at foodfarmfamily.com. If you hear me referring to it, and you didn't hear all of the bits and pieces, we don't have the whole story covered, so you can go there and grab some more info. So the things that are on the list of never to be eaten, when you go to the convenience store, for example, you should look out for four distinct things that you maybe didn't even think about, right? They're raw sprouts, for example. The raw sprouts should come with a major warning. It has health benefits for sure, but also can be pretty yucky. Let's see here. Alfalfa sprouts, I guess, especially, right? And then there's pre-cut produce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the stuff, the veggies.
Well, yeah, the stuff that's already raw and you eat it raw. You don't really cook it. It's just tough.
Yeah. Raw anything. Although the list says raw and pasteurized milk, I disagree with that 100%. This shows you, all right, I'm going to rail off on the ignorance. And so maybe I could say, well, if that's the case, I say all the time, don't eat anything that isn't cooked. But I make an exception because I know how this is. Raw, unpasteurized milk is something that I grew up on. Unpasteurized milk does not by in and of itself or by itself mean that it's not good. What people in their ignorance or lack of understanding or lack of knowledge, and this is what happens here, yeah, there's a chance you can get listeria, salmonella, E. coli, and a lot of other things from raw milk.
But it's because of how it was done. Yeah, it's the cleanliness of the place, which is the exact same as raw fruits. Raw fruits is not a problem, but the pre-cut ones, you don't know if it was done in a properly cleaned place and all of that. And because you don't cook it or heat it up, that's why it's one of those things
processed.
That it's better to be safe than sorry. Yeah.
It's so much better for you if it's processed. Look, I'm an expert.
Yeah. Like,
I can claim
it. Raw aren't an actual issue if you're growing them yourself.
No, not at all. Anything you grow yourself, frankly. Also, they suggest in this report to stay away from hot food bars. I don't know. Is that like going to a buffet? Is that what they're saying? I don't get.
Well, at the grocery store, those.
Oh.
Those, like.
Everybody goes
those
there.
Food bars that are at the grocery stores and stuff. Yeah, because you don't know if it started to cool down and then heat up again at a certain point. You don't know how long the food has been sitting there. It's stuff where, in and of itself, these things are not. They're not actually the problem, but how they've been handled is what makes it the problem, and these are the things that are most likely to be a problem based on how they've been handled.
Well, that's it, because the government, as usual, isn't doing what we pay it to do. It's doing things that it shouldn't be doing and isn't doing the stuff it ought to be doing. But this is all on a case-by-case, and know what you're eating and where you're buying your food. You're not going to have these problems going to the farm, for sure. All right, thank you, Jane. 59 after the hour.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.